Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone, as we continue on this path of mastery, this opening to love and creating new earth, co-creating new earth. We are talking today with a spiritual healer who is going to share with us an insight on ascension and literally how we are doing the work. How we are doing the work inside, not if we are doing the work. Colby Wilk is a spiritual healer today to help us really make some profound shifts in our life. Colby, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. It's quite an honor.
It is quite an honor to be here with you, too. We've had another gal, Catherine Rosenbaum, and she actually said, get this guy. He's a good worker.
Oh, God bless her. She's
yes.
Lovely.
We love Catherine, and she brings forward beautiful messages. And you also are connected into that realm of the angels and the fairies and the higher self and the multidimensionality of all of it. We're going to talk about that and what we mean by ascension redemption in our show today. Let's start there. We were talking about this, and it's almost as if, is ascension causing us suffering?
You know, what I've found for myself and the people I've worked with is that so many of us have been in a rush to liberate, to ascend, to enlighten. We've gone to every healer, every workshop. We've studied modalities. We've turned over rocks. We've looked at our shadow. We are energy junkies. And in the process, in a well-meaning attempt to heal ourselves, to liberate, our health has worsened. So I'd like to ask you and your listeners, are you less healthy than when you began your journey? And I think many of us would say, in some respects, I'm better. In some respects, I'm worse. And what I found is that people think that their insomnia, their digestion issues, their sensitivity, their over-empathy is ascension symptoms. It's a sign that I am ascending. Maybe not. It might be your body saying too much, too soon. Slow down. And what I find is that spiritual types are, for the most part, they're concerned about their bodies working and not working. And so, as you know, as I know, when your body doesn't work, it's not optimized, life kind of sucks. And so ascension redemption, the topic I'll be talking about today, is how do you redeem yourself after doing too much too quickly? Now, some people race towards enlightenment, like myself. Other people never really embodied. They were born, they looked around, and they were like, oh my gosh, what choice did I make here? Look at these people. and they never close the doors to the outer realms, which makes them extremely psychic and sensitive and artistic, but also creates a weakened body, because part of your consciousness is on the other side. And the third group are people who are really great at taking care of everyone else, putting everyone else's needs, but not so great about taking care of themselves. And so they have, their bodies are wizened from lack of support, lack of love. Regardless, it's about turning back the clock. It's about reclaiming our bodies, reclaiming our strength, our courage, our ground, so that as we liberate, as we move forward towards enlightenment, we have a healthy, lovely body, temple. And that's what I'd like to talk about today and take as many callers as I can so that I can help people with what they may think are ascension symptoms, but might not be.
Yes, okay. Because we have that asked a lot. Talk about ascension symptoms. All right, and so you had a we will take callers. And so for those who are on the phone, please, star 6 will allow you to raise your hand. We also have the Q&A box. But please join us by web call or by phone. Colby really likes to talk with you. And so when you're talking about ascension symptoms and you're talking about doing too much too quickly, I know we get that question, how can we accelerate this process and just get there? It is a journey. And so in your own journey, Colby, you had a Kundalini awakening.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so is that what you're referring to here? I mean, is that what you're warning against, take it slow?
Well, my situation was, like you and like many people listening, I'm a natural empath. I feel what you feel. I know what you feel even if you don't. Okay, that's what I was born with.
Right.
And, you know, that's gift or curse, we don't know, right? And I was raised in a rather dysfunctional household, lovely people, but dysfunctional. And so I needed to develop skills to know if I was safe. Is it safe to go downstairs? Well, let me extend and see.
Mm.
Right? Let me feel, oh, okay, not a good time. I'm going to stay up here. Right? And then, you know, I became a therapist, and I realized I knew stuff about people that I shouldn't know. Like, that wasn't told to me. And clients would say to me, how do you know that? Like, right, I've got this gift. And then I sat at the feet of many gurus, many shaman, had much work done on me, you know, probably because I wasn't very happy, right? It wasn't about increasing my consciousness. It was about decreasing my suffering. And I've had Kundalini awakenings since I was like 19. Every 5 or 6 years it shows up. And it's energy that rises from the base of your spine up and out. And it's associated with liberation. And this last one was about 7, 8 years ago, and I was just not happy. I had a business, this what I do now, but I wasn't thrilled, and I was single, and just life was kind of numb. I was numb. I was like, oh, this is my opportunity. So I pushed it with some other techniques, and I came undone.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is that whole time I had been pursuing spirituality because I was not happy. I was pursuing spirituality because I didn't think I was good enough. I was pursuing spirituality to heal. And I had taken on I'd been to see too many people, and I had so many incongruent energies floating around in my field that I was top heavy. And I couldn't take one more thing. So when the Kundalini woke up, it was just too much for my system, and I came undone. And so it took about 3-4 years to come back. Like all the health challenges that followed, the oversensitivity, I couldn't leave the house.
Wow.
Couldn't work, couldn't do anything. So, because everything came pouring in, and I started realizing, wow, I'm pursuing spirituality from the wrong place. I'm not pursuing presence. I'm pursuing enlightenment as a way of releasing my suffering, which resulted, and I've seen it result with my clients as well, in a lot of disharmony in the body.
Wow. Okay. Very, very interesting. So I want to recap what you said there. And you were successful. I want to say,
really successful.
Your bio is incredible. It is remarkable. You did art and education programs. You helped people become successful. You had all that. And your enlightenment was to relieve suffering. And I think that many of us can resonate with that. Yes. Oh, my goodness. But what you're saying is really to pursue the presence. And that is simply slowing down. Right?
There's so many people. Look, I was award winning. I was on PBS. I was up there, right? And from the outside, it looks like everything's great. But on the inside, I was really miserable. And I wanted some reason to be here. And the best reason I could find to be here was to awaken, which I got my head handed to me. And that's not the point. The point is to be here. So many people are trying to awaken their consciousness through tricks and quick side cuts. And there's no shortage of people that are willing to show you meditations on YouTube that'll wake up your third eye. But if you don't have the consciousness to support that, you're going to get into some trouble. So awakening has to do with being present. Being compassionate, not only to others, but yourself. Being patient. And that is not our present culture. Our culture is rush, rush, get here. I want to awaken now. But like you said, it's the journey. After you become awakened, and don't get me wrong, I got some increased awakened energy from all the Kundalini experiences, right? But the suffering was incredible. And I don't want that for people. Like, there's a way about going about this step by step that will not result in you falling apart, but will result in you building your system. So many of us are building our upper chakras, but not our lower chakras. And so we're toppling over. We're too awake. Our third eye is too open. Our crown is too open. And if you look at the older traditions, they only introduce the upper chakra meditations after years of work.
Yes.
Yet, in our culture, that's what we're promoting.
Okay. And so that was your own experience as well. And you call it coming undone. So there is something about building these systems and building the chakras to support it. Can you explain a little bit more about the importance of that? Because you call it toppling over, incongruent energies. Does that just wreak havoc if your other chakras aren't supported?
Think of it this way. We're like pyramids. The pyramid is wider at the bottom, and the tippy top is skinnier. If your pyramid is reversed and your point is at the ground, you don't have enough support. So you need to build your ground, your root first. Make sure it's nice and wide so you feel like you fit here. See, I didn't feel like I fit here. And I was trying to awaken without fitting, without realizing my power. And that resulted in me toppling over. So first you have to feel like you fit. You belong. You can have the life you want. You have power. You can be in the world as you. Before you awaken the other paradigms, right? And
yes.
So, you know, I could feel your audience going, oh my, right? Oh my.
Many of us have root issues.
Yeah, not only root, second, third, and fourth.
Yes.
Right? We've got to build those up first before we. Now, many of your people, including me, develop their heart, their throat, their third eye, and their crown, and toppled, right? So we're not going to turn back time here, but we're going to hopefully give you practices to advance your lower chakras so you can feel calm. So many people are talking about joy and bliss, but what they're missing the point of, you can't get to joy and bliss without appreciation, and you can't get to appreciation without calm. Calm is the foundation. From calm, you can get to appreciation. And from appreciation, you can get to joy. But so many of us have gone, tried to bypass calm and appreciation. Just go for the joy. Just go for the candy. Go for the dessert without strong foundation.
Okay, let's run through those chakras very quickly here. I'm hearing this question. So the first chakra, again, is building that root and feeling like you fit. Can you go through how we would build those other foundations?
No, these are mental states. Yeah,
What
I'd love to do, if it's okay with you, is let's do that with callers, because callers will call with an issue. We could talk about what's going on for them with them, and then I could show them a practice. And this way, it's better to experience it rather than me tell you about it, if you don't mind.
Then let's go. All right, my friend. Okay, so we have a caller on the line, and if you're joining us by web call or phone, *6 will allow you to raise your hand. Okay, let's see. We've got Oakland, California, area code 510. Caller, you're unmuted. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, so tell us your name, please.
Hi, my name is Susan. And thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I am working a lot on...
Can I stop you for a second? I missed your name.
Susan.
Hi. Thank you, Susan. So, Susan, what I teach everyone is one particular exercise at first, which I'll show you. And for anyone calling in, I'd like you to do this exercise first and then call in. And my request is that you just ask me very directly. I'm a psychic. I don't need much story. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound okay? Susan, notice how you feel now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening, you can do this at home because Susan's here asking a question for all of us. And so you can get the benefit by doing these practices as well. My hope is that all of us will gain benefit. Okay? So, Susan,
yes.
With you, I'm just going to pray us in. Is that all right?
Yes, that sounds good.
God, Lord, all that is, all that to have been, all that to have mattered and truly existed. Thank you for my life. Thank you for the good life for these young people. We thank the land and the beings of the land. We thank the ancestors that settled these lands. The Skykomish and the Duwamish here in Seattle, as well as all the ancestors that settled the lands. We thank the beings that nurture the land. We thank our guides, our ancestors, and we ask for their support in this endeavor to find and recreate well-being where we have lost it. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. All right, Miss Susan, so bring your attention down and in. Three fingers below your belly button is the spot, and in the middle of you. So if I were to do a drawing of you, this would be the center of you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And more towards the back and down. There you go. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And keep your attention in your still point. There you go. There you go, Susan. How's that, honey?
Yes. That feels more centered.
Yeah. So notice you can take that deeper by asking, please take me deeper. Can you do that? Can you say that?
Yes. Okay. Please take me deeper.
There you go. And keep your attention down there, Susan. There you go. Good. How's that, Susan?
Yes, I feel there's a light, waves of lightness.
Wonderful.
I see that.
So what's your question, sweetheart?
Well, I think this is very helpful. But my question was really around how to sense in myself where I need balance and how to then, you know, move there and listen to what's going on so that I can balance myself.
Well, you just got to practice for that, sweetheart. Amazing how that works.
Yeah, that's great.
Can you feel in
Thank
that
you.
There is calm? There is
yes,
serenity.
That's, yes.
And you can feel yourself.
I can feel it as it's a core kind of grounding. And I
Wonderful.
Guess my another question, a resulting question from this experience would be to then build on that in my other chakras. So that's like my second chakra, right?
No, this is not a chakra thing. This is locating,
isn't it?
No, this is a locating yourself thing. This is
okay.
bringing your, you have a body, Susan. You're not familiar with living in it. You like to live above your head about 50 feet. And it's causing craziness in your system. It makes you very anxious and very fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing your attention into your body calms your body because it misses you when you're not there. You have associations that your body is a painful place. It's full of memories and trauma. But your body is where all your karma, all your lessons are. By keeping your body, your attention out of your body, you're missing out. And you're making yourself a little more fractured than you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know that you're safe.
Well, I think also I have some health issues that
Susan,
are more
you didn't
than
take in Susan, you didn't take in what I said. Stop. You have an agenda.
Okay.
Can you take in what I said?
Okay. Yes.
So, Susan, bring your attention into your still point. Breathe into your nose, out through your mouth. Susan, you're safe.
Okay.
No, stay there. Repeat after me.
I.
Susan.
Get that I could be safe.
I accept this, I allow this, and I acknowledge it.
Can you say that again one
more
time?
I accept this, I acknowledge it, I allow it.
I accept this, I acknowledge it, I allow it.
There we go. Let that take hold. Breathe. 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 Can you feel that working?
I think so.
So there's all this like pent up, I'm not safe, I got to run, primitive brain stuff, which is going to keep you on the hamster wheel if you keep listening. And you're just not in the habit of paying attention to your body. You're in the habit of abdicating your body. There we go. Good. Notice what's happening, Susan. And if you're at home listening, you can do exactly what I'm inviting Susan to do and gain the same benefits. How you doing, Susan?
Okay. I think I understand now.
Good.
Enough to try to practice it.
Good. Do you feel better?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I think All right. I do. That's very helpful. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
You're
I
absolutely
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
From my heart. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Susan. Beautiful. All right. Well, that is Colby Wilk, and his modality is psychic embodiment healing. And we were witnessing that there, Colby. Thank you. Callers, if you would like, star 2 allows you to raise your hand. star two, and you can work with Colby and ask him a question. It is amazing, Colby, to see how you can feel what you feel.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's something to, like, a lot of us are empathic. And so the nature of developing empathy is that our attention is on somebody else. So it's something that we as people develop in order to handle being in a dysfunctional world.
Yes.
But the challenge with people who are empathetic is that we don't learn to keep our attention on ourselves. And so we don't know what's going on with us, and we have a challenge advocating for ourselves. So a lot of us want other people to advocate for us in order to prove that we are loved.
Right? Yes.
You'll stick up for me if you love me. It's not appropriate for me to stick up for me because it looks like I'm selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else is doing it. And if you're not going to advocate for yourself, who is? It's a form of self-love. And so Susan, who was calling before, was so interested in getting herself healed, like wanted to tell me about her next problem, but was not present to the healing that was already going in place. So that's why I stopped her. Because chasing after someone's problem, the problem's going to keep, there's going to be constantly problems showing up if you can't, if you're not in the mindset to be satisfied. Which requires you to be still and present. Which for Susan was a dangerous thing growing up.
Which for many of us was a dangerous thing growing up. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to another caller. Again, if you're on the phone, star two gets you to raise your hand and we will unmute you. Let's go to British Columbia, area code 250. Hi, caller. Please tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Sherry. Hi, Colby. I'm wondering if you could help me with my sore neck. It's very sore, and when I move and turn my head, I hear like a cracking sound in my head.
Mm. And why is that a problem, Sherry?
Well, it's painful, and well, it's not. I don't think it's normal. I don't know if that's
so. It's not so much, Sherry. It's not so much painful as much as it's annoying and scary.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that.
Right. So, right. I don't sense pain. I sense this is weird. It makes me uncomfortable. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say probably more.
So pain is. You're not really experiencing pain. You're experiencing frustration. And you're scared. But your mind goes to, this is painful. When really, I'm scared. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sherry, bring your attention into your still point. Three fingers below your belly button and in the middle of you. And breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. There you go. Repeat after me, Sherry. Tell me what's happening as it happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I.
Get.
I don't have room for being scared.
I don't have room for being scared.
I get that. I accept it and I allow it.
I get that. I accept that and I allow it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yep.
You're starting to unwind. Can you feel that?
Yep.
Okay. Just be with it. You're fine. You're safe. We're holding space for you. Repeat after me. I get.
I get.
I could trust my body if I chose to.
I could trust my body if I choose to.
There we go.
Wow.
What's happening?
Well, I just released a whole lot of sadness and tension. Thank you.
So let's do a practice from the package. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to bring your attention a foot and a half below your feet in line with your butt. So if you're sitting. And this is what
mm-hmm.
I refer to as your A chakra. So bring your attention down there. Okay, right there. Beautiful. And if you're listening at home, do the same. A foot and a half below your feet in line with your butt if you're sitting. Good. And allow that A chakra now to open, Sherry. Allow the funneling of that beautiful brown golden energy up in, there you go, up into you. See, being scared is overwhelming if you don't have ground. But if you have ground, then you can pretty much handle what comes your way. And you're not proficient at being grounded yet. Good. How is that, Sherry?
Good.
Notice how solid you feel.
Yeah, I really do, actually.
And, you know, we are programmed to avoid, you know, rhinoceroses, zombies, and whatever have you. Right? So being afraid is part of the human experience, but it doesn't need to topple you, take you out. And so this symptom that you have with the cracking is just your consciousness attempting to address, look, being scared is okay, but you don't need to let it take you. Our bodies are trying to communicate with us. It's whether we care to listen. Okay? So I'll be sharing a
Thank
number
you.
Of practices, Sherry, that I think would be helpful to you. So keep listening. Yes?
You were such a blessing. Thank you, Colby. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Sherry. Wow. Okay. Colby, really amazing. And you're tuning in and hearing the message that the body is trying to present or make aware. So thank you. Let's go to another caller. This time, Rock Island, Illinois, area code 309. Hi, Illinois. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. I seem to have recurring issues with financial abundance. It's like I can get it in, but I don't keep it.
What do you do, Amanda?
I actually work a full-time job, and then I have a business on the side, and that's what I have issues with, is I have a business partner that I'm trying to eliminate. She's not been...
Amanda, stop. Stop. You're going into a story. I don't need to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm a psychic. I don't need any of that. I simply asked you what you did. You have a full-time job and you have a business on the side. What's the business on the side?
It's actually a conference, trade show.
Amanda, I can barely hear you. Can you get closer to the phone or take me off of Bluetooth or whatever it is?
It's a trade show, trade show.
And you like it?
I do enjoy doing that, yes.
Uh-huh. And for some reason, you're not making more money?
No.
Notice you don't want to make more money. You say you do, but you don't. Notice when I say that, there is glee coming from your system. Like, I don't want to make more money. I don't want more stress. I don't want to do this. Notice your body is like, I don't want to. I don't like this. I like socializing. I like being with people. I like the creative aspects. But this feels like drudgery to me. Do you hear me, Amanda?
Yes, I do.
Do you notice the tears that are starting to well up in your throat and behind your eyes?
Yes.
Right. Can you let that happen?
Yes.
As opposed to holding it? Your body, your spirit is giving you information, and you are refusing to listen. You keep on pushing your agenda. Well, this makes sense. I'm already invested. I know this work. Oh, I should do this, and that way I can have this and that. Meanwhile, you don't want to. And you refuse to give yourself the permission that you so desperately want. And you call someone like me to try to, Lauren, to try to manipulate the universe to satisfy your egoic need. Now, Lauren, now, Amanda, you're no different than anyone else. I'm the same way. I'm not saying you're bad or anything. Like, please hear me, right? This is epidemic. Do you understand what I'm saying, Amanda?
Yes.
All right, great. So can you repeat after me? Bring your attention into your still point, three fingers below your belly button and in the middle of you.
Okay.
I. Say, I, Amanda.
I, Amanda.
Get I'm terrified of the unknown.
Get I'm terrified of the unknown.
And this is the invitation of the universe.
And this is the invitation of the universe.
I get that, I accept it, and I allow it.
I get that, I accept it, and I allow it.
There we go. There we go. There you go, Amanda. Good. Amanda, I see this fence in front of you, one of those fence that keeps cattle out, kind of, it's like open, right? It's like two sticks and two other sticks across, not hard, it's an easy fence to hop over. And this is what's separating you from the next place, right? This little fence you got to hop over. And, you know, it's a fence I would see cowboys kind of hanging out on, you know what I mean? And
okay.
Great, so now you say I.
I.
Get I have choice here.
I get I have choice here.
That I have not been allowing myself to see.
That I have not been allowing myself to see.
I apologize to me.
I apologize to me.
There we go. So let those tears happen, sweetie. Let that happen. What's going on?
Lots of sadness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Amanda, you're quite creative. You're quite good. You're very good with people. Right? Those are your strengths. And yet you're dilly-dallying with this kind of person and blah, blah, blah. It's icky for you.
Right.
And you're not honoring yourself. And so this is an invitation from the universe. Hey, Amanda, wake up. You don't like this. Stop trying to keep it together. Stop. So many of us during COVID are trying to go back to normal. Oh, I can't wear a mask. Oh, I can't see my friends. And they didn't really enjoy normal to begin with. What are you trying to go back to? There is a field in front of you. I can see it really clearly. There's this little fence. And you just got to choose to go over into the unknown, into this field of wildflowers. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let me show you something. Is that all right, Amanda?
Yes.
I.
That's
you. Call forward my beings.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I call forward.
I call forward.
My beings.
My beings.
There you go. And if you're at home and you want to do this as well, here they are, Amanda. There you go. Good. Can you feel that?
Yes.
I am not alone. Can you say that?
I am not alone.
And ask to feel their support. I ask to feel your support now.
I ask to feel your support.
And now, Amanda, now. What's happening, Amanda?
Ah, I feel like I just want to cry. Oh.
You are not alone as you cross the field.
I just find myself asking, what am I supposed to do then? Because I can let go of everything I've got in what I'm currently doing, but I still have to bring in a lot of money in order to get out of where I currently am. So I guess that's a fear.
No, of course. And Amanda, this is a deeper conversation, not appropriate for this interview, right?
Okay.
And if you want, I'm glad to work. There's a package B. You can get a 30-minute session with me. So that would be where we would do that. But what I want you to sit with, like for me, Amanda, I live in Seattle.
Okay.
I see myself living in a beach town. Now, I know that's coming, but I don't know when, and I'm open to it. I don't need to problem solve myself. How do I get out of this house? It will occur. I just need to set my attention. This is not for me. I don't want to do this anymore. I want something I'm excited about, enthusiastic about, that will serve people, and something will show up. But first, today, you needed to admit, I don't want to do this. Does that make sense? You have to overcome your complacency and your willingness to deny yourself you're good. That's today.
That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep listening, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much. So that's really true, right? Does that feel lighter to you now that you're actually liberated from that? Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does. In fact, I feel like I see a door that's opening. So that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And you know what? I personally see so many opportunities. This is where, and Colby and I have talked about this offline. This is where we get wildly creative for New Earth and get wildly excited. It's got to juice you. It's got to rock your boat, you know?
Yes.
And
thank you.
We have bills to pay and we understand that. That's always true.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Yes. And Colby, I'm sure that you see other belief systems coming in, especially with healers doing the work that maybe are not valuing themselves in the way that they can, or there's belief systems that you're not supposed to make money with spiritual things, but this is what we're talking about with the energy exchange of money as well, right? And so you're helping people shift through that from belief systems.
Absolutely. Mm. So many healers are like, oh, I should not be paid and it's wrong. And you're doing work. You're giving your time and we're no better or worse than plumbers or lawyers or delivery people. Everyone's serving everyone. Healers are no better or worse than the plumber. Everyone's trying to help everyone.
Yes.
Right.
Mm. Well, that's beautiful what you said just about intending it and holding your vision of what you want to see. We're taking callers with Colby Wilk. As you can see, he's quite psychic, and he really assists in embodiment. Star 2, if you're on the phone or web call, will raise your hand. We'll go back to some more callers. I wanted to have you share on the package that you mentioned a couple of times here. This is really where people can work deeply and intimately with you in private sessions, and also a program that puts them in private Zoom calls, well, group Zoom calls. You've got two of them with you. That's really a beautiful way to start with your package and go into the training that you offer. And this package, of course, is called Ascension Redemption. Can you share with us what it's all about and what we can expect when we go into these MP3s?
Sure. So many of us have moved too quick, too fast towards ascension, and we have bypassed our psychology and our physical well-being in order to liberate. And now our bodies are saying, enough, stop. Just like Amanda, like not listening to her beings, herself. A lot of us have bypassed. And so ascension redemption is, how do you recover your health after you've done too much? And so the package walks you through six MP3s and two Zoom calls. So the first in the package is a ceremony to reweave you into life. So many of us feel like we've been asleep and we haven't been able to participate in life. And so this helps us to apologize to our body, to recreate our relationship with our body, and to get back into life. So we're no longer Rip Van Winkle. We can go to a Costco. We can go to IKEA. We can go to our mother-in-law and manage our sensitivities and empathy. And then we move into the first MP3, which is welcoming to the matrix, which is basically entering into the matrix of ascension redemption, the container, the classroom, which is held by a series of guides to make learning more effective and efficient for each person. And then we move into the body comes first, which is where we prioritize our body. And our body, by prioritizing it, rewards us with well-being. If your body's well, you have good mental health, hands down. Then we move into energy triage, which is how do you feel better? Like you've made mistakes. You've gotten into codependent relationships. You've given your energy away. How do you recapture your energy? How do you untether from unfortunate relationships? Then we move into Mr. Clean, how to keep yourself clean, regardless of where you are and who you're with. Then we move into the best friend, the earth, which is how do you make yourself best friends with the earth? Most of us want to be friends with the above, but really we're walking earth consciousness. We are walking earth. And by accepting that, the earth can then feed us with its chi. And then we move into turning gold, which is practices to feel good anytime and anywhere. And finally, the last piece of the package is a live Zoom call with me where you get to ask any question you like about the package, about how the package works, how the practice works, because I want people to leave the package with skills they can use in their everyday existence to bring themselves into well-being. So that's a package. It's $97. And if you want to go for offer two, that includes a 30-minute session where we can go deeper into any issue you'd like.
And that is available here. There's a web link right here on this webpage or this description box of this podcast. And I love it because we've seen in just a few minutes how you have moved people to tears and this deep knowingness just by connecting them with their bodies. You are a beautiful facilitator of this. Your abilities allow you to pinpoint this. I want to say, Colby, even before we began this show, you're like, Loren, even you seem stressed. And this is just amazing. And so I just want to thank you for the tireless work that you do with in service to humanity. And I'm certain that at times it must be tiring for you too. How do you keep going? I mean, this is part of the energy. You know how to keep your energy intact. That's what you're going to share with everyone. But for other healers who are out there that are really busy right now, we know that people are really getting very busy. How do you keep your energy intact with all of the sessions that you do?
I think the key is not to try to make something happen, not to treat anyone as if they need to be fixed or to problem solve. When I worked before my awakening, I did really well by fixing people, but my health tanked because I took on their stuff. And what I realized, even if I try to do that just a little, I'll get a headache that'll last for days. My system is so sensitive that it gives me immediate feedback at this point. Don't do that, it says. So I need to watch when I need to impress somebody or prove to somebody that I'm good or worthwhile. And I keep that on a leash. And I have to remind myself, no, I'm here. I'm okay. I stay relaxed and open. And that's my advice to any healer. Stay relaxed and open. Because once you leave relaxed and open, you're in your ego. And if you're playing with larger energies, your ego is going to get slapped down. And if you're in your ego, your body's going to get slapped down. So my advice, stay relaxed and stay open. And if you're not, look at how you're being perturbated, provoked to exercise your will.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Colby.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know that's helpful for others as well. And what beautiful times now in our shifting, changing world, where this work is a purification, right? This is a purification. And you call it embodiment. Let's talk a little bit about psychic embodiment healing. This is your modality from a number of trainings that you've had, but it's also your psychic ability, and you bring forth embodiment with this. Talk about how you developed this.
So embodiment is the name of the game, right? Getting in our bodies. Our bodies are if our karma and lessons are anywhere, they're in our bodies. They're not outside our bodies. Why would God do that? So by descending into our bodies, we can do what we came to do. Also in our bodies is pleasure. And what I find from the metaphysical community is so many people are not connected to their pleasure. They're numb. And they're just trying to get through this life. But when we embody, we take pleasure from the body, which goes against a lot of our training as children, which was, we're not safe, you've got to survive, go and get a job, go and secure that job, do what you can to make sure you'll be okay. There's no pleasure in that. It's numb. And so psychic embodiment healing, what I call what I do, is I use my psychic skill to spot what's in your blind spot, that what you're not aware of, that's causing you suffering and stuckness. I help to bring your attention there, just like with Amanda, our last caller, and to own what's really going on. And by owning what's really going on, there can be transformation simply by bringing your awareness to what you have abandoned, betrayed, or denied. In Amanda's case, it was denial. And once Amanda realizes, yes, I don't want to do this anymore, then the universe can then show up and give her options. But if you're pretending or acting like everything's okay, to make this work, the universe has a much harder time to show up. So psychic embodiment healing is I use my psychic skills to help you descend into your body so you can finally heal. And that's what I do.
Thank you for being such a wonderful psychic healer in this sense, because it truly helps so many This is how we bring new earth. When people are connected to this deep wisdom within themselves, when people listen to this wisdom and they work with you and they begin to hear this, do you want to share any stories of how people have begun to listen, or how they've made great changes from the experience or from that listening?
You know, I have outrageous testimonials, right? People come for one session and they heal and this dramatic thing happens.
Yeah, but Sherry her neck is no longer cracking, by the way.
She says,
my neck is not cracking anymore. Amazing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I've got amazing testimonials. And at the same time, I want to have integrity and say, like, Sherry's neck is a symptom of the larger issue. And so there is no magic pill. There is no one that has the answer for you other than you. My gift is bringing your attention to what you've denied, abandoned, betrayed. And in that, there can be healing. But Sherry, yes, her neck is better, but Sherry's still got to address her fear, right? Because that's a karmic issue, right? That doesn't go away in a session or two. So I just want to be real here that we're all on a journey. We're all on a journey. And yes, there are miracles that occur in one session, but there are a lot of things that lead up to that miracle. So yeah, I've had people who have regained their health like Sherry. I've had people like Amanda who have discovered their true life calling. I've had people overcome like ailments that no one else could seem to heal. But that has to do more with them and their willingness to face off with what they're willing to face off with. I just hold the space. That's it.
Yes, in a very present way. So thank you. And a psychic way and an empathic way. Okay, let's go to another caller. We are taking calls with Kobe Wilk. And if you're on the phone or web call, *2 to raise your hand. Let's go to Utah. It looks like Cindy is with us. Hello, Cindy, area code 801.
Hi there.
Hi. This is Cindy. Hi. Hi.
This is Cindy. Yeah. Hi. Hi, Colby. Okay.
Hey, Cindy.
So I'm listening and participating with all these, and most of it I resonate with. I guess, but I can't identify what I have so many issues. Like I have terror. I am in such terror, but I don't know if that terror is resulting from the rage I have. I don't trust myself.
Yeah. Take a deep breath, Cindy, sweetie.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Not a deep breath, Cindy. Now, Cindy's calling for all those people who, when they were born, looked around and said, "Holy, holy moly, what did I choose? I don't want to be here." So, Cindy, you're calling for all of them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so your terror is pretty early in your development. You were really happy on the other side, thrilled. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. And you came here. You thought it was a good idea to have a body when they presented the option to you. And then you quickly realized, oh, holy moly, no way. This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you don't like your body. You're mean to it.
No.
You're mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're mean. You're not mean to other people. You're just mean to you. And given the choice, I'd rather you be mean to somebody else than you. Yes, Cindy?
Yes.
You're very judgmental of your body, very judgmental of you. And you're terrified. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Bring your attention into your still point, Miss Cindy. Breathe into your nose and out through your mouth. Let me hear you, Cindy. Let me hear that breathing. There we go. And you're going to say I.
I.
And say your name.
Cindy.
Get I don't want to be here.
Get that I don't want to be here.
I accept that.
I accept that.
There we go. I get I never felt really wanted.
I get I never felt really wanted.
There we go. Good. You're going to have a lot of energy moving up from your solar plexus now. And the truth is, you're here, right? You're not jumping off a bridge. You might as well accept that you're here, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Good. Notice your body wants to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Right to left, right to left. There we go. Good. You're having a big healing right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. Just let it out, sweetie. So many of us thought it was a good idea to embody, to incarnate, and then quickly realized it was more challenging than we initially thought. We didn't accept it. We just kept the doors open. And you have a very lively life on the other side. But here it sucks.
Yeah.
And your attention is on the other side, so you can't really change what's going on here because you're not really here. Yeah, you complain about what it's like to be here. Do you understand? Here we go.
Yeah.
Good, you're settling down. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
There's all this confusion. Yeah, there's all this confusion with your birth and who... You kept on being passed around. I don't know where you were born, but it's like, does she belong over here? Does she belong over there? Nice job. Good. How are you?
Better. No, I don't. The sobbing is subsiding.
Yeah. So I think this package is really great for you because it'll teach you how to have patience and presence for you. Look, you would be present for me and you'd hear my woes and you'd do it with incredible compassion, but you don't do the same for you. You're lovely. You're a lovely person.
Thank you.
Quite a humanitarian, but you're not comfortable being human. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I'll say that again because it's profound, I think. You're quite a humanitarian, but you're not comfortable being human. And you are human. Repeat after me. What we're going to do now is separate you from your other incarnations. What that does is you get the wisdom and knowledge of all those incarnational streams, but you're no longer wishing to be a fairy or to be a floaty, you know, vibrational being. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
I. Say your name.
Cindy.
Release my other incarnations. And if you're at home and you want to do this, you can do the same thing. I recognize.
I recognize.
And touch your body that this is my body.
That this is my body.
This is my body.
This is my body.
This is the body that I will liberate with.
This is the body that I will liberate with.
I release my other incarnations.
I release my other incarnation.
This incarnation, touch yourself.
This incarnation.
This is my priority.
This is my priority.
I accept this.
I accept this.
I allow this.
I allow
this. And I acknowledge this now.
And I acknowledge this now.
There we go. Here we go. Good. What's happening?
Feeling a little grief of letting the other incarnations go. Mm. Not sure why.
Mm. Yeah, of course. You're choosing to be here. As the old lotto commercial goes, you got to be present to win.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not really present, which is, you know, basically a dirty word in the New Age community. There we go. And so by fully choosing to be here, you enter into presence. You surrender not being other places. I'll repeat that. You surrender not being other places. There you go. Big healing. Good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
You're better?
Yes. Thank
Good,
you.
Honey. My pleasure. Keep listening. I'll share a lot more practices,
thank you.
Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Cindy. Big healing. Colby, it is amazing. Wow. This is just embodiment. And I want to know what she does on the other side. That she's so busy at. Oh, my goodness. Just a true being, but here in this body, here in this body. And that is helpful for others as well. Who just, I know that, you know, as we were kids, we looked around and some of us did say, oh my goodness, what in the world? Or why did we choose this, right? Why did we choose this family? So, okay. All right.
You know, if you're miserable, it's a real sign you're off path.
If you're miserable.
If you're miserable, you're, you know, there's pain.
You're off path.
Like, I broke my leg. That's painful, right?
Yeah.
Or, hopefully I won't break my leg, but that's pain. But when you're miserable, there's something going on where you're not listening.
If
and
you're miserable.
Sometimes you need somebody to be an interface, to help you to be aware of what you're not allowing yourself to be aware of. And that's where someone like me comes in. But if you're listening and you feel pretty miserable, you're not listening. Life is not supposed to be this hard. It isn't.
You are a psychic ninja, and we have
I'm
time for one.
Ninja.
You are a psychic ninja. Really, that is a word that comes to mind because you are so, you pinpoint it. It really is awesome to watch, and for those who experience the similar feelings that we feel within our body, it is amazing to feel that release even within us and to see the people who you've worked with in our show today move to tears. That is such a huge release and testimony. We have time for one more call in our show today. We're going to go to Burns Lake, British Columbia, area code 250. Hi, you're unmuted. Tell us your name, please.
Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. So what's your question
Hi.
For Colby?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that, just listening.
Oh,
I'm not sure what to ask. Just feeling lost right now.
Okay. Where are you lost, honey?
Well, I just lost my dad. And a couple weeks ago, and just trying to get my footing again.
How come?
I don't know.
You want to get the footing, but why not just grieve? Why not give yourself the time to grieve? What's the rush?
Yeah.
I get you don't want to grieve anymore, and I get how uncomfortable this is.
Yeah.
But can't you feel, like as you're speaking to me, can you feel your body and it wants the release?
Yes.
I get it's inconvenient. I get it. But what's inconvenient, it's inconvenient to your ego. Your ego wants to move on and build things and develop things and be something in the world. And it's inconvenient, having feelings is inconvenient to your body. But what I want to urge you to, your grief is very real. And if I sat down with you as a friend, I'd rather sit down with you in your grief and be real than for you to pretend like you're over it, or for you to busy yourself, or to try to keep entertain me to distract you, because that's not real.
Yes.
What if you let yourself grieve?
I don't know.
Now, your father is right around you. He's over your, I'm trying to reverse myself, your right shoulder. Can you feel him?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell your dad that you love him and you miss him? I love you,
I
Daddy.
Do.
Now, tell him. Don't tell him.
I love you, Dad.
And I miss you.
And I do miss you. And I miss you.
Now he's going to put his hand on your shoulder, and you're going to feel that. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, here you go. There it is. Feel that presence.
I can feel my heart expanding and overwhelmed.
Yeah, so just stay with that, honey. You're doing wonderful. And the image I have is of your face and his face connecting, and he's looking right in your eye. He really sees you as your spiritual, awakened self. He really gets you. And you get him. It's an extraordinary relationship you have. And this relationship goes beyond time and space and bodies. And at the same time, bodies miss bodies. Right? And we don't want to bypass, like, oh, I'll see him again and he's still here. That's all true. But your body misses his. And that's okay. That's appropriate. That's honoring. What's going on?
Oh, I'm in the store and people are dropping things.
I'm sorry?
I'm in the store and people are dropping things.
Got it. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. So that's my invitation to you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you, Marianne. Marianne, we feel him too, sister. You had your dad on our show last year, I remember. And so we are there with you too. And I felt your dad. And I'm wondering if you've had any dreams yet with your dad.
No.
Okay. They're beautiful when they come. We don't force it. We just be aware. Okay, sister, take care and be with this. I know you're in the store now. We hope that you take time, and maybe when you're in your car, you really go feel this more and more. It is beautiful. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, sister. Okay. Wow. Colby, again. The psychic ninja. Do you have time for one more?
Sure. Absolutely. At your request, of course. Sure.
All right. Last one. We are going to area code 650 South San Francisco. Hi, caller. Mm-hmm. Tell us your name, please.
And it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You're with Colby Wilk.
Psychic
Hi.
Ninja. How can we help you, Kathy?
Well, I have a few things I've been working on, but I don't know.
Just
what? Like the first thing that's bothering
me. Kathy, take a deep breath. Get closer to the phone. Take us off Bluetooth. And just ask one question. That's okay? Deep breath. What's your question, sweetheart?
How do I release the pain that I have in my heart that I haven't been able to?
How do you what, honey?
Release all the pain I have in my heart.
How to get there?
My family, ex-husband and boyfriend, all of these different abuses, different things.
No, that's not how it got there. Try again. You're making it sound like people did things to you. That's not what caused the pain in your heart. What caused the pain in your heart, Kathy?
I guess they didn't love me the way that I needed to be.
No, that's not it either. Try again.
Well, I don't know. I've never really felt loved.
That's pretty good. How come? How come, Kathy? How come you never felt love? Was it never offered to you?
Not in a loving way.
Kathy, whenever we're suffering, that's not physical pain, we are identifying ourselves as a victim. So even the great villains of storybook time, even in real time, think they're the victims. That's how they justify their actions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I haven't, been the one to do the harm. I always try to just move on.
Let me finish. Okay. So like, Snow White and the Evil Queen, the queen gave her that damn apple. She felt victimized by Snow White. Rightfully or wrongfully, she felt victimized, and therefore she had to act. So these people didn't do anything to you. You have a problem receiving love because when you were a little kid, it came attached with negativity or things that you didn't want to participate in. So your association with love is dangerous. Love is scary. I can't trust it. Yet you really want to be loved. So you want it, but you don't trust it. In and of itself, regardless of who it's coming from, you don't trust it. And so you're suspicious, and then people act accordingly. Do you understand thus far?
Yes.
Great. Take a deep breath, Kathy. Take another deep breath. Why not? All of us want love, but most of us were raised by people who didn't know how to love us. And what happened is we developed love is scary. And then we develop this imprint, and then we go out into the world, and that's what we see. And then we close our heart. And so this stuff in your heart is you closing your own heart. They are just acting out your projection. They're betraying you because that's what you have. That's the script you have for them. They're denying you because that's the script you have. So now the question is, how do you change that? Would you like me to answer that?
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. So bring your attention into your heart, Kathy. And I want you to bring it into the middle of your heart, Kathy. And if you're at home listening, do the same. If you cannot seem to find love, and you're pissed at the universe, God, for not giving it to you, and you see other people getting it, why, what's wrong with me, right? Like, why is this not happening? Good. And now I want you to go to the back of your heart, Kathy, and I want you to open that. So imagine like you can take your hand and open up your hand. Slowly, Kathy. And open up the back of your heart. Notice the back of your heart is rather tight. Do you understand?
Yes.
And the front of your heart is very easy to open. Front of your heart is where you give. The back of your heart is where you receive. And your back of the heart is tight. It's locked down. So it's very difficult for you to receive. So it's more empowering, Kathy, to say, I have a problem receiving love, then I can't find a person who's going to love me the way I want to be loved. Completely victim consciousness. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have much more control, and it's much more accurate to say, I'm terrified of love, yet I really want it. So now take the back of your heart with your hand, make a fist, and slowly open your fist, absolutely slowly, like inchworm slow, with your attention on your heart and your fist opens. Stop there, Kathy. That's perfect. Okay, can you feel the opening back there?
I feel something moving, like energy.
Yeah, good. And now close your heart just a little bit, Kathy, with your fist. We don't want to open too wide because that's going to be really scary, right? It's going to be really scary. It's going to remind you of when you were three. It's going to traumatize you. So we're going to close up our heart, and then we're going to slowly open it, inchworm, turtle, slowly, 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 and stop there. And you're safe to receive this much love. What's happening?
I feel lighter in that area.
Feels lighter. Good. So close up your heart again. And slowly open. Just extra, extra slow. There we go. Stop there. And breathe. And what we're doing is retraining your system that having an open heart is not going to destabilize you. It is not going to put you in harm's way. That's what we're doing. Slowly, over time, we retrain your system. Because you've got a lot of trauma. And we can dig to the bottom of some of those traumas and release whatever's there, and we can retrain the system. Good. Any questions about that, Kathy?
No, no, that's good. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome, Kathy. Absolutely
thank
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Kathy. Your voice sounds lighter. Thank you for your light, sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you, both of you, very much.
We love you. Thank you. Okay. This has been amazing. And Cindy reports, yes, you are a total ninja, Colby. Total ninja.
Oh, God.
And also she reports as well that she is feeling lighter and more free and will continue to practice being in this body. So would you say that Cindy, I mean, if she's such a deep humanitarian, it almost feels like she's angelic or spent a lot of time in the angelic realm or even higher galactic realms.
Sure. But, you know, I have people who say that to me, like, I am a starseed and I've had a lifetime as an angel. And that may all be true, but it's not very helpful.
I know we are here.
We're here, right?
Yeah, we're here.
You have all the information from that lifetime in your body, right? Saying, you know, like, it just makes you want to, like, it's like somebody moving from Britain to America and keep talking about Britain.
Missing home.
Missing home. Mm-hmm. Well, then
go home.
Go home. Go to Britain. Go. Okay. And so, like, you're here. You're a human being.
Yes, the word bloom where you're planted comes to mind. Yes, heaven on earth.
Right. Mm. And so, yeah, she's having a difficult time adjusting to this incarnation.
Yeah.
But the answer is not to try to go back. The answer is descend into your humanity.
Yes.
Like if Cindy grew up in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood where everyone was caring and sweet, she would have no problem. But that's not humanity. It's not where we live.
Hoi vey. Okay, so this is a question that we can leave our audience as we wrap up our show. As we look at this shift underway for humanity, we see so many opportunities for New Earth to totally restructure. What is your vision, Colby, for humanity and in this great shift?
Look, this great shift, COVID, is basically God sending us to our rooms. Go to your room. Think about what you've done. Everyone's in their room considering their actions and what they want out of life. So the possibility here is for people to reflect on where they've been and where they want to go. And when each of us are in alignment with ourselves, things go well for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It is the key to the kingdom, alignment, embodiment, connection to the higher self. Inspiration flows, ease and grace, beauty, harmony. This is New Earth. And I'm going to cry because we really have been waiting for it and we have to create it. We are creating it. And so as each of us sit in our room, so to speak, figuratively and literally, we are able to see what excites us and where we go. And that connection is beautiful. So I see that happening. You, Colby Wilk, are working to ensure that the people you serve are able to bring that in their life. You help facilitate it in a ninja-like way. And that means, to me, it means very stealth and quick with compassion and just quick. So it was beautiful to watch you. Your vision of New Earth, then, you see this shift with the alignment, and we can envision that world.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not about making a world. It's about being ourselves. Just be who you are. Be true to who you are, period. And if this package, Ascension Redemption, can help you, I think it's vital for those people who can help. And if you're called and you feel like you need a little extra, a personal session would help those people that it's appropriate for if you want to go deeper.
Yes.
And I'm hoping this will be a game changer, and it will be for those people that it's appropriate for.
Yes, and so for those who really want to get back to that essence and that trueness and to let it go, this is a beautiful teacher. Colby has a beautiful program to assist you with that ease and grace, and it is all there for you to be that true being of who you are. Welcome home. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Colby. This has been a beautiful, beautiful quantum conversation. Thank you, everyone. Colby Wilkes' special offer, again, is here on this webpage. Check that out and resonate with that. It is available for you, and that is beautiful that he's doing those live Zoom calls for you. All right. Thank you, everyone. It is time now to dance our way to the cosmic heart, where we can integrate what we learned in today's episode. We thank you for being here, and we thank you for shining your light. Quantum conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the cosmic heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love.
access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Namaste.